We are learning Mesechtas Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph Omid Beis, and we are starting six lines from the bottom. Omar Shmuel Meshmei De Saba, Bovel Vecheskes Ksheira Imedes. Stam family in Bovel is Vecheskes Ksheira. You don't have to check it out. Achi Avadulach V'mad Nefslon. Until you know that something's possible in the family, you can assume the family is kosher. Shara Ratzos, all other lands. This is besides Bovel, besides Eretz Yisrael. Vecheskes Posel Imedes. Stam, it's possible, and you can't marry into that family unless you know that they're kosher. Actually, Vad Nichshura, have the kosher. And the Mishnah later on will tell you how to do it. You have to check in the four different grandmothers to check where they came from. Eretz Yisrael, so Muchzik, apostle, apostle. If a family is Muchzik to be apostle, it's possible. Muchzik, kosher, kosher. So where's the Hagufa kasha? Like, what's Eretz Yisrael Stam? We said, Stam, Bava's kosher. Stam, Sharon says it's possible. What's Eretz Yisrael? It says, apostle, apostle, kosher. So what's the Stam? The stam that it's kosher. That means you don't know the status quo. That means that it's kosher. V'halatani muksel kosher kosher. Our stam apostle. The status quo is apostle. Omer Avudu bar Tachlif Mishrei Derav loy kasha. It's not shver. Kal lasiy isha. Kal lahoytzi isha. Miyada. Which means like this: when you come to marry someone like Israel, needs a bdika. Stam is talking needs bdika. But if someone's married already, you're not going to be moitzi until you find out vaday that it's apostle. Om Rav Yosef. So it means Bavel is much better shape than Eretz Yisrael, because there it's time, it's kosher. Om Rav Yosef. Kosher si chasei b'bavel, kebavel. Anyone who talks like a Babylonian, masin lo isha. We marry off isha from that family, because there must be Babylonians. But today, that there are Ramayi who could make believe that they know, they talk like a Bavel, they're like a Babylonian, therefore it's not a Rai, you have to make sure they come from Bavel. Ziri did not like hanging around Rav Yochanan that much because Rav Yochanan had a daughter and he wanted Ziri for son-in-law. The problem is Ziri was from Bavel and Rav Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael, and Ziri did not want to marry someone from Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is Issa of Bavel. Ziri because Rav Yochanan told Ziri, I want you to marry my daughter. One day they were walking together on the road talking and learning. They came to a big puddle. And Arkavei Rav Yechon was an older man, and so what Rav Ziri did, he picked up Rav Yechon, Arkavei Rav Yechon Akasvei, he put Rav Yechon on his shoulder, become Avalei, and brought him across the puddle. Amalei, wow, now I see you're a real Talmud, you pick me up. Amalei, Araisim Ksheira, Binsim like Ksheira, my Torah is good, but my daughter's not good. My Daitech, what's pshat in you? Ilem Matana Sar Yuchsin Olam Babal, Kahani Levi Vechulu. Now let me ask you something. Rav Yechon says, "Ziri, Otu Kahani Levi Vechulu Lekulu Sliku." You think every single Kohen Levi Yisrael came up? Just like some Kahanim Levim Mizraim were left in Babel, some Amzeim were left also there. So the Mara says, that Taina wasn't a good Taina, because to me to say, Oh, Adam Rabbi Eliezer, because Eliezer said, Olo Ezra in Babel, Acha Osa, Keserlis Nikia Va'ala. He forgot momentarily the memory of Rabbi Eliezer that had said clearly that when Ezra came up from Babel, went there to Shaul, he made Babel Keserlis Nikia, and that was Pshat, and why Ziri was being careful not to marry into a family from Eretz Yisrael. Ula Iklo Lepumbadisa, Lebei Rav Yehuda. We had Rav Yehuda before. Rav Yehuda lived in Pumbadisa. There's a whole story where Rav Yehuda going to Naradoi. That was on Daf Ayin. Ula Iklo Lepumbadisa, Lebei Rav Yehuda. Ula went to Pumbadisa to visit his Rebbe Rav Yehuda. Chazil Rav Yitzchak Bered, Rav Yehuda, the God of Lemesa. He saw that Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda, was still a bachelor. He was not married. Amalei, my time will come on to celebrate. Why don't you marry off your son? Why don't you get a girl for your son? Amalei, so who said, Mi Adana Mahech Insev, I don't know where to marry her off from. So right, stop right here. The Rasha asks, the Lechaira, they were living in, this is Pumbadisa, right? So they're living in Bavel. Didn't we say that Bavel is Sayos Lekia? So marry, get someone from Pumbadisa. Freit the Rasha, yes, doctor, go Rav Yehuda B'Bavel Aya. V'yu Gufa Kamaleel, Mishmei the Shmuel, Eretzol Isla Bavel. That's 600 years. He was worried in Sarah of Absalom. That's why he was worried. That's why he's worried. The Rishash says a little different teretz, but Akaponim, that's what he says, that he was worried that things changed. So he said, I'm not marrying my daughter. So Amalei, so Ula says back to Rav Yehuda, Mia Dana Mehecha Insev, Amalei Otomi Arami Adena Mehecha Kasinan, you think we're any better? Do you think we know better where we came from Dilma Mahanach Tachsiv, you know, at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, it says in the Pasuk, Noshim B'tzioin Inui, Besulas Bar Yehuda, that the Goyim will ma'anis a lot of Besulas. And it's very possible we are children from that. B'chitem, you'll say that it's not a big deal, because Ovechavim Ve'ebed Ababas Yerol Vlad Kosher, because the halach is that a Goy, that's Baal Bastrol, as long as the mother's a Jew, the Vlad's kosher. But with Dilma Hanach, maybe it's from the other, a different group of people that were the terrible Averis at the end of the first Beis Mikdash. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Chsivahu says in the Pasuk, Hashoichvim al mitais shein, usruchim al arsaisam, va'oichlim karim mitzoyim va'agolim mitaych marbek. Now what's behind this Pasuk? So first of all, it says behind this Pasuk is, Ba'amarab Yosi, it says on Shruchim, smelly arsaisam by their bed. Ba'amarab Yosi, Ba'amachina, Elu b'nei Adam, Amashtina mayim fayim, Adisayim arumim. They mashed in meraglayim in front of their beds without clothing. Umegadav baravo says it can't be pshat on the pasuk because it says the yachan lechsev. It says about that pasuk lechain, which is next a few pesukim later. Lechain ata yiglu v'roish gaelim. They will go first into galus. Mishum nashtinu mayim frame to say marumim yigol roish gaelim because they mashed the meraglayim in front of their beds without clothing. They're going to go first to galus. Elam Ravo, it means something else. You know what Shruchim Amitesa means? Elabre Adam, Shoichle Vashayshim Zem Zeh. First they eat together. Umadbikim at the same Zuzeh. They attach their beds together. Machlif finish the same Zeh. And they switch their wives. Umasrichim Arsoysom Vashikha Zerah. And they smell up their beds with Shikha Zerah. Shayna Shlem, that's not theirs. Amalei. So, kids, it's very possible that they're Mamzerim herself. So I'm alay hechi navid. So okay, so you're right. You're tiny good. So then how should I figure it out? How should I find the shidduch for my son? I'm alay zilbas shtikusa. Go find a person who is a shaskan. He doesn't get into a lot of fights. If he does, he's the one who's a mevater. Kihai the bat kibnei marava kiminsa beitrei. They used to use this test in their show. Kiminsa beitrei b'hadi adadi when two people are fighting. Chazi heimin out of the kodesh shasak. See who's quiet first. Amri Haim Yuchas Tvei, he's more Miyuchas. Rashi explains it's the psyche that if someone is that if someone's an apostle, he gets used to being angry at people because people are always separated from them. So it comes a teva in the family that they're always angry at everyone. Everyone hates them. They're all angry because they're not Miyuchas. So that's the family. So someone who's more Mivater is right. He's more Miyuchas Tvei. Amr Rav Tukusa the Bava Hainei Chusa. The quiet the Bava. The people are quiet. That is the Yichas. Right, the Gemara, Eini va'ikla Rav lebei bar shafichal. He went to someone who pours chaimitz, who works in the vinegar business, ubadak bu, and he went to check them out. My lab yichususa. Looks like they checked into the yichus. Lo yivistikusa. See if they are the ones who are vata when it comes to machlekes. Hakamalu v'duku, check ishtaski lo ishtaski. If they're the ones who are quiet, not quiet. Rav Yudam Rav, and read the Shnei Vadim Shemeskarim Zevazah. If you see two people fighting with each other, Shemetz psul yesh v'echemem. You know what's happening? If you see two people keep on fighting with each other, they're not getting close to each other, there must be one of them is apostle, and min hashamayim, they're not allowing them to get together. Yesh v'achzem mehem, the Shem is psul yesh over one of them, v'im nichem oiz v'al v'chaveira. They're not nichem oiz min hashamayim to get close one to each other. On Rabbi Shimon Levi, im reis yishtem is spachois ha-mezikari zuvizu, two families are fighting with each other, Shem is psul yesh v'achzem, one of the families have a psul, v'im nichem oiz v'al v'chaveira, and Hashem is not letting them get close to each other. Zokta Mashah, there's a machlekes over here. That Rashi Levi adds on two mishpachos. The first, my name says, two bnei Adam. But Zokta Mashah, that b'shnei bnei Adam could come a rav, ikalameim, you could say, the noflash sin of bnei, they got into a fight, haydei shum davah. But two mishpachos already, they don't get near each other, that already is must be, min hashemayim, the Hashem is psul, we don't want them to get close to each other. Omer ha-papa savas rei rav. Bavel is a city of Bria. Bavel is a very healthy place, which means that there are ksherim. Meishon, Mesa is a dead place, which means there's a lot of psulim. Modai is choyla, is sick, and Elam is a geiseses, is very close to death. Uma ben choylam legoisim, roiv choylam lechayim, which means that roiv of the people in that place are kosher. Roiv goisim lemisa, and roiv goisim lemisa. So what does it say over here? Meishon is a Mesa. So I want to shtel too that it's a ben pesam abeis. The Gemara says there, Tisha Kabin Azus, Asara Kabin Azus, Yardu La'olam, Tisha Na'olam Notlu Meishon. Zog Rashi, what does Azus mean? Mamzeris. Zog Rashi there that from Tesmes Tishanotel Meishon Ruba Mamzerim Kedemil Lekamon Gav Yuchse Meishon Misa Mamish Har Gemara and still saw that from Tesmes Beitz. So the Gemara Vayter Ad Heichenu Bavel. So now we establish Bavel is a very miyuchesdik place. Where is Bavel? What is Bavel? From where to where is Bavel? So actually the exact geography here is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But we'll read with Rashi's, and even though the picture in the article goes with Tosfos, we're going to read with Rashi. Sorry, Ad Heichen Hi Bavel, Rav Omhar Ad Nahar Azok V'Shmuel Av Nahar Yoni. So Yoni explains Rashi that there's two rivers, big rivers that go through Bavel, Chidekel and Pras, the Euphrates, the Tigris and the Euphrates. They both go through Bavel, and he says that they go from. They go from Adarim Lutzafon, which means they go from south to north, and in the north they meet each other and they mix together. And he says that's why it says that if it rains in Israel, you can see it in the Paras in the Pras. Why? But in the Euphrates, why? Because Israel is to the west and to the south, and therefore he says it starts from the south. The Paras starts from the south. So these two rivers they go through the Bavel. Now in between the two rivers is definitely Bavel. But here we're asking by Chidekel, which is on the east side of Bavel. So now east of the Chidekel, how far does Bavel go? So it's Machlokes. Rav says, Ad Nahar Azok. V'Shmuel Omar Ad Yar Nahar Yani. Until the river Yani. Le'el Bediglis Ad Hecha, which means the El Bediglis, which means to the south, how far does it go? Ad Hecha. How far does it go? Listen, the Chidekel, how far down the Chidekel does it go? South. Rav Amar Ad Bagdav Avna, until the city is Bagdav Avna, maybe it's Baghdad, maybe. V'Shmuel Amar Ad Mushchani, v'loy Mushchani b'chlal. Tol Mushchani, but not Mushchani b'chlal. Freit the Gemara, v'am v'chia v'ava, v'am v'shmuel, Mushchani arei ke goyla l'yuchsin. Ah, it says Shmuel says that Mushchani is like goyla, which is pumpadis l'yuchsin, which means it's a good yuchsin. You're right, Allah Mushchani, Mushchani b'chlal. Mushchani is b'chlal, and it is part of the Bavel, Legabe de Yichus. Litachtes bediglas ar hechen. Litzat sofoin, how far? Omer av Shmuel, ad apamya tatoi. Until the second apamya, Gemar explains, tarti apamya avoin. There are two apamyas, chodolisa, one's higher, chodotazisia, one's lower. Chodokshere, one of them is kosher, chodopsula, one of them is pasul. Ubein chodol chodol parasa, between both of them is parasa. We said this is to the north. This is to the north, we said. And so he said, until the second apamya is kosher. So it means loy ad b'chlal. So one of them is kosher, one's pasul. Because kapti adadi, both these cities, they don't mix at all. They're very makban each other. Fill nur l'mashter adadi. They don't even borrow fire from each other. V'simonech, and how do you know which one's which? The psulta hod d'mishtayim meshanis. The one which is pasul talks Meishon language. And we know Meishon is pasul. They were next to Meishon, and therefore they're pasul. Le'el bepras, which means the pras, which is on the west side of Bavel, how far does it go to the Darim that it's considered Eretz Yisrael? Arecha, Rav Amad Akra de Tolbukhani, Shmuel Amad Gistra de Beparas, to the bridge of Beparas. Rav Yechanan Amad Marva de Gizma, which is actually closer to Bavel, which is more machmer. Layit Abaya, so it sounds like Shmuel is most maker. Layit Abaya, Rav Yosef, Ad Rav, Abaya or Rav Yosef, they used to say whoever goes like Rav is cursed. Frank the Mother, Rav Layit, the Shmuel, Layit, Shmuel even spreads out above even longer, more to the south, like Rav says. Layit Ad Rav, of course, got a Shmuel. He had a kasha on Rav, he had a taina on Rav, and for sure a taina on Shmuel. The boy is saying, "Only the Rav lied, the Shmuel lied. Only a tiny Rav, not on Shmuel. The Gishu, the Paras, is not so south. L'tata Avakoi, it's more north than Rav's place. The Idna, who the Dolya Parsoi, top of the Amud Ambeis, the Idna they moved it, and the Hidalua Parsoi. Elamai said, is further down. It is further down. Hakaponim, and that now he's wanting to say how far north does the Paras go. So Rashi speaks out because it gets mixed in the Chidekel, therefore it makes no difference. And Amir Hashem, let's just do four more lines, finish the Gemara. Omle Abarav Yosef, Lahog Yisid the Paras Ad Hecha, which means when you go to the west, How wide does it go? Bavel. Amalei. My diet. What are you worried about? Which city? Beirum. Miachsi the Pumbedisim Beirum Nasvi. The Miyuchasim of Pumbedisim marry from Beirum, and therefore. So therefore, don't worry about it. That's miyuchas, and no other thing that's negeya when we go to the west. Now, Tosis argues and he holds it just the opposite way. That doesn't go from the rivers don't go from south to north and mix there. It goes from north to south and mixes in the south. So therefore, the whole thing is backwards. The whole thing, the Tosis holds that that's what's more. It's the more of mitzias hayoyim. It looks like that. Therefore, he said, and some say like Rashi didn't see Rashi's fia nira. He didn't really know exactly the geography. So that's what I think the article picked Tosfos. But upon him, the Tosfos is a problem with the Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael has Eretz Yisrael and the Ein Tosfos for discussion of the exact geography.